father sins and the son is punished. Terrible thought. Terrible thought. Banish the thought. Father, his son is 13. Until now, I was scared every day. The mile there is my son will be punished. Now, my son is free and clear. Opposite shot of the Magen Avraham. There is an interesting question, which is raised by the Prima Gadol, writing on this Magen Avraham, on the spot. It's a question which is bothering some of the modernists as well, which is, why is this bracha limited, excuse me, to a son? Why shouldn't we make the same bracha when the daughter turns bas mitzvah? It's a 21st century question. Prima Gadol, ask this question, ask the Shaila. So it's a question according to both interpretations. According to the Levush, until now the daughter can be punished because of her father, and now no longer. According to the Magen Avraham, it's a chinuch. Well, you know, maybe there's no mitzvah of chinuch towards the daughter. Okay. And even if there is a mitzvah of chinuch, it's not so significant. Why? There are many mitzvahs that is not required to train her as a daughter. And most important, if he marries her off, discussed last week, Kedushik Tana, if he marries her off, then it's not it's her husband's problem, not his problem. All right, but that's true only if you marry her off. If you didn't marry her off, what happened? Isn't there a mitzvah of chinuch? Truth is, we can argue that even if there is a mitzvah chinuch on the father towards the daughter, it's a different kind of the father to the son. Different kind. The chinuch of a father to the son, it's the father's chinuch. The chinuch of the father to the daughter, it's the daughter's chinuch. Everyone knows the famous Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos, Ramban, it's chinuch chinuch on the father, chinuch on the child. It could be, with respect to a son, it's a chiyum on the father. With respect to a daughter, it's only a chiyum on the daughter, which the father has to try to get it to do. So this could be, from the goddess child, not so as bad as you may think at first, but okay. Well, the Levush is certainly shvet. Now, what happens is the next question. Why shouldn't the mother make broach up the right? What 21st century? Yeah.
I just want to know just a question. That why should, according to both Peshattim, I don't really understand the bracha, because the kid isn't a bar das. So don't you say in Shas that a kid under bar mitzvah or bach mitzvah isn't a bar das? And that's the case. Why should anybody punish for his words, transgressions, or any action that he does?
Not a bar das. Sense in order to effect kinyonim midaraisa, kiddushim, things of this nature. But he certainly is a bar das. I mean, you remember when you were 10 years old, you were pretty smart.
Yes.
All right. So, for Hashem. So, we call that a bar das, the purpose of the kingdom, for sure. Okay. Then he wants to know the other question of why shouldn't the mother make bone shop to rhyme? All right. We've got to ask the same question. Well, maybe she's not obligated to in chinuch. Same story all over again. And once again, even though it's a little bit shver, there seems to be a chiyuv on the mother, maybe it's different than the chiyuv of the father. The chiyuv of the father to the son is on the father. The chiyuv of the mother to the son is that he should do the right thing. If you've got him, Terence has merit, even though at first glance it's somewhat difficult. What about, according to the Levush? Well, he says, maybe a son is not punished for the sins of his mother, only for the sins of his father. Look at the Rambam in the Chuvah Perek, Rav Alach Aleph, quote, Bona v'aktanim kikinyonohem, uksiv ish v'cheto yumas, kishu ish. What does it sound like? The Prima Gadol says, that's what? Boys and girls with respect to the father, but not with respect to the mother. It's a a difficult answer. Why should that be so? You should go in both directions. You talk about zchus avos, you talk about fathers and mothers. So you talk about the other side, when a person can completely be punished for the aver of his father, should also work for fathers and mothers. Avos, you know, zoch has the avos, so he had a poke at avon avos albonim, that's the source. So it doesn't mean only avos, it's just a total multiple notion of zocha. Ish b'cheto yumas. What is ish? Ish refers not to the parent, it refers to the child. Ish, when he's 13, is only b'cheto yumas. But when it's not an ish yet, the child's before 13, then chalila can be killed for the sins of the parents. So the word ish is going on the victim, not on the perpetrator. On the child, not on the parents. You can't exclude mothers based on the word ish. It's not going on the one generation. The kids are, it's difficult. So the Bogan of Rome's child, we said before, has a better chance over here. And after all, even there is chinuch from a father to a daughter and a mother to a son, it may be of a different nature. It's relevant to a sugi mesech, the yuma mesech, the sukkah we spoke about a little sometime. But the Levush's pshat is particularly difficult, and even the Magen Avraham is somewhat difficult. I want to suggest a third pshat in the Medrash. This pshat is alluded to in one line in the Radal, which is printed in the standard Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parasha, Parshas Tolos. We start with a Rambam, the opening Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph. Noshim Vavodim Uktanim Turim Talmud Torah. Avol Katan, Aviv Chayev Lamdo Torah. Shenemar Limadtem Osa Nes Bneichem. Come on. A couple of very significant questions. Number one, what? The father is not required to teach his son after the son turns 13. That's what it sounds like. Only Katan, Aviv Chayev Lamdo Torah. That's a chiddush. And number two, that's how you start halachas. Who's ever taken a writing course here in this issue? Writing courses. You start on the left foot and the right foot. Rambam says, always, it's a mitzvah like this. A is chayim and B is potter. You start off, noshim avodim and time of turim and time of, what's the time of turim? We don't know what it is yet. And the Rambam is the writer. He got A plus in writing. So how can the Rambam say over here now, Noshim Avodah Muktanah Paturim Mitam Torah, Avol, Kot Namim Chayv Lamda. Starting the wrong way. Those are two questions. I think the one question answers the other. Rambam goes with an important assumption, Rabosai, that you're only chayav to teach your son before Bar Mitzvah. Tell me what? After he runs Hefker? That's a shalom. Or I should point out that a father has a more general obligation to make sure his son is a mensch. Take a look, for example, the Chazanish in Yerodea, Kufman Beg, explains to us, the Gemara tells us in the Kiddushin, that the father's obligation towards his son is only Torah Shem Tzav, not Torah Shem Alpeh. What's the divorce should be an Amoritz? No, that's a general. You have to teach a lot of things. You have to swim. You have to teach him all life skills. Of course, you have to teach him Gemara. Otherwise, he can't in today's world, even then, he couldn't be a mensch without learning a blat Gemara. But it's not part of the technical requirement of the Limadatim Osma Spinechim. It's only Torah Shem Mitzvah. By the same token, the Limadatim Osma Spinechim stops technically. The boy turns 13. Afterwards, yeah, take care of him. But it said you have to marry him off if he's before 13. So even if he's above 13, there's an obligation to marry him off. Teach him a trade. Teach him Torah Shabbat Peh. But that's all, of course, Torah Shabbat Sa, but that's all not part of the technical requirement, the commandment of the Limadat Avosim Es B'nech. Now, why is it Torah patterns, according to the Rambam's view, a father from the technical requirement of the matzah and osos b'nechem as soon as he turns 13. Why? Well, that's for a reason. Still your son. The answer, I believe, is as follows. The Rambam maintains that if someone has an independent obligation to study Torah, it is illogical to assume that somebody else has an obligation to teach him. I repeat, the obligation to teach someone is only someone who has no independent obligation. Hence, once he's 13, has an independent obligation, the father is exempted from his parental obligation to teach his son Torah. That being the case, we understand very well now why the Rambam started off with the quote, left foot. Why the Rambam begin by saying that Noshim Avodim and Kama Pturim and Talmud Torah? The answer is, because if you don't say the Pturim and Talmud Torah, it's inconceivable, logically, that the father has an obligation to teach him. Because the father is only obligated to teach someone who has no independent obligation. That's exactly why his father turns 13. So therefore, since the Rambam is the ultimate logician and rationalist, Adarabba, he started off on the, what we call the left foot, what is the right foot? Women, Avodim, and Ketanim, and Pturim, and Talmud Torah. We don't care about the Noshim, it's not our concern. But Ketanim is critical. But the Ketan, who is Potter, the Rambam says, Avol, Ketan, because he's Potter from Talmud Torah, Oviv, Chayav, Lamda Torah. Had he been Chayav, the father wouldn't be Chayav. But all right, when he's 13, he's Chayav, the father's exempt. That's why Pshab answered these two questions at the beginning of the Rambam, the first Talmud Torah. Yes?
According to this Mahalak, if that's Halakha Aleph, the Iker mitzvah is to teach, not to learn.
Correct. A Rebbe used to say all the time that Iker mitzvah is to teach, not to learn. And he would often comment on the Rambam, which is a few halachas later, Chayav Odom, Lelamed is Atzmo Torah. Amazing phraseology. Even the obligation to learn is to teach yourself. We won't go there now, it's not part of our discussion today. Perhaps a different time. Okay. Now, Given all this, Rabosai, let us go back to the Pshat and Baruch Shem Torah. What was the context of this obligation? It came from the Medrash this week's Parsha. Chayav Adam the Tatal Bibno Ad Ben Yom Lashana. What do you mean the Tatal Bibno? Change the diapers. What does it mean? We know what it means. Take it to school. That's what we saw, right? They took, I guess, Yaakov the carpool, right? He took Yaakov and Esav to school for 13 years, back and forth. And that's it. After that, Yaakov went on his own to Beis Medrash, and Esav went to become a hunter. So we see that the entire context of the bracha is the mitzvah of schooling a child. So until 13, you have to be on top of it. If you're successful, he'll become more independent and learn from that point on in the base medrash. A new shot in Baruch Shem Torah Moshe said, not like the Milan Avram, as the article translated it, that I'm no longer obligated to the punishment of this one for what mistakes he made, which are then blamed on me because I didn't train him properly. No. And not like the Levush, to the contrary. But until now, he could be punished because of me, and now no longer. Nothing to do with either of those. They have problems with the mothers and the daughters. Again, the Bogan Abram's problems are less severe. The people of God's answer, I think, are more justifiable, even though it's not Pasha. Levush is more difficult. But now I understand very, very well. Baruch Shem Torani Miyoshu Shazeh is not referring to Tariag Mitzvahs, the Chinuch. One mitzvah, only one. B'limadetem osmas b'neichem. And then the Gemara in Kiddushin teaches us, as we all know, it's b'neichem v'lo b'noseichem. It's not applied to daughters. And the Gemara teaches us, it's only an obligation on the father, not on the mother. Both mothers and daughters are excluded from b'limadetem osmas b'neichem. The Gemara b'foresh and the Sefer Kiddushin. So therefore we understand very well. Since the bracha is based upon the obligation to teach his son Torah, it's only said by the father and only for a son. Let me take it one step further. Minig Yisrael Torah. Minig Yisrael, that this bracha is made when? When? Who knows when? Remember if you're Bar Mitzvah or still? When?
After Christmas.
The Bar Mitzvah gets its first aliyah. What kind of why? Why then? Why not? Why then? Just do it the day he turns Bar Mitzvah. It could be 2 days before. Here's the answer. Since, if Opshad is correct, this bracha is saying, thank God, I successfully, hopefully successfully, discharged my obligation to the amount of explanation, which is why teaching my son Torah Shabbat with a terminal point of age 13. But now the bracha is up there, reaching the Torah, oh, you see? And Baruch Hashem, you can read from the Torah, especially when they lengthen the Torah, maybe at the pace of the smithing, but it's about length. Now the father can say, Baruch Hashem, successfully taught my son Torah Shabbat Sav. I make the bracha of Baruch Shem Torani Me'ocho Shel Zeh. Wow. A few minutes remaining, I want to take this shir to one more step. Yes, so we have so far explained three pshatim in the words Baruch Shem Torani Me'ocho Shel Zeh, the Bogan Avram, the Levush, and the Radal, we'll call it, on the Medrash. And I believe that the questions of Prima Gana are very, very formidable according to the Levush. Pretty strong according to the Bogan Avram that we gave an answer. And according to the Radal, it's Pusher Me'ocho Shel Zeh, it works out very nicely. Let's take it out to the next step. On that same Din of the Ramah, there's another Bogan Avram. That Bogan Avram we mentioned until now was Simon Reish Kaf Hey, Sif Katan Hey. Now I'm going to read you Reish Kafe Sivkot Dal. Listen carefully. Mitzvah al Adam laso suda biyom shenase bno bar mitzvah ki yom shenichnas lachupa. Look at plain. Think about mitzvahs like weddings. Yeah. Before Shemar Gan Avraham. Maybe the weddings are crazy. Okay. Now I can see. But and what's the source? A Zohar. They call it Kuptim, Amorim, on that Bogan Avraham is the Machzis Hashem. Super commentary on Bogan Avraham. He says as follows. It's in the Mamma Bakama. Omer Rabbi Yosef and Pezayin. That was blind. Now that I heard that God Allah Mitzvah of Yosef, Misha'ena Mitzvah of Yosef, whoever tells me that a Suma is Chayim and Mitzvahs, Avidna Yoma Tovah the Rabbah. Famous Gemara. Says the Marashal, Yom Shul Shlomo, on the spot there, look, Rabbi Yosef, it turns out, was always chayv. It was always a mitzvah of Yosef. He just didn't realize it. The mere knowledge that he was chayv from the very beginning is sufficient. He should want to make a Yom HaTov of the Rabbanon. How much more so when the bracha turns by mitzvah and really becomes, for the first time, a mitzvah of Yosef, is there an obligation of Yom HaTov of the Rabbanon? Make a Suda's mitzvah. Ad kan the Yom Shul Shlomo. It's clear from the Machzis HaShekel that he has equated the Bogan Avraham's obligation, which is quoted from the Zohar, with the Marashal's obligation, which is quoted from the Gemara Masechta Bava Kama, on Daf Pei Zayin. However, two questions on this Machzis HaShekel I believe are very, very strong. Number one, what's to do with the Chassam? Why compare it to a chassam? It makes no sense, that comparison. Number two, and this is even more important, upon whom is this obligation? Upon whom? Who is obligated? So if it's a matter of God of the Tzuba V'yos, Mishayna V'tzuba V'yos, who's obligated? Who? Who? Son. But, when the Bogan Avraham phrases it, quote, Mitzvah la Adam lasa suda v'yom shenasa b'no bar mitzvah, who's the obligation on? On the father. So who is it? If the map of the shekel is right in this equation, something is amiss. It seems to me, gentlemen, that there are two separate and distinct obligations. Two separate obligations. Number one, the son is obligated to make a suda with God of the also. That's what the Kama pays out with the Marshal. And number two, the father is required to make an obligation comparable to his obligation to make a suda when a son gets married. Of course, the question is, where does this come from? It's true, it comes from a Zohar. We have to understand whatever we can. What's it based upon? Where's it coming from? What's the comparison? So perhaps the answer is as follows. Masechta Kiddushin, in the same daf, we're only one daf today. Chav Chav Tes. There it says that a father is obligated to many things for a son. What are they? Who knows about Peh? The Mulo, the Doso, Lab the Torah, La Siawish. Correct? I thought, not a bright, I think I thought a bright signal. Look it up. The Mulo, Doso, Lamdo Torah, Ulasio Isha. It's also Umnus, we're not going to go there necessarily right now. When a father fulfills these obligations, it's traditional that he, the father, makes a suit. Golben at Suus Bris, many of them at Suus Pidyon Aben, the Golben at Chasinus. So the father fulfilled the Mulo, but also Lasio Isha. My chapter before is right. Why does the father make a brach when his son is bar mitzvah? Because he's just fulfilled what? What did he fulfill? What's the whole idea? The Lamdel Torah. Technically speaking, Lamdel Torah and bar mitzvah. Rambam said. So whenever the father fulfills one of those obligations, then he is required to make a suda. I guess if his son graduates from medical school, not Lamdel, so the like. It might be a similar obligation. Why is a chas the biggest suda than a bris? Well, tell me, the bris is early in the morning, I'm going to work, and the chas is one reason. Okay. But another reason is it's much more difficult to fulfill the lasia risha, as some of us know, than it is to fulfill the mulo. Maybe call the mild, chick chak, the fdalsa call the kain. Chick chak, la siya wisha, or shvera parsha, and in that, so I'm saying it's a more challenging mitzvah, so there's obviously a greater sudas mitzvah. Well, guess what? The lambda Torah is also pretty challenging. So, therefore, says the Zohar, that a person is required to make a suda when the son is on mitzvah, not like a bris or a binyan event, but rather closer to a suda v'chasna. That's a more difficult mitzvah to fulfill. Says the Magen Avraham, according to the Marshal, amazing. If the Nar, the child, is a drasha, it's a suda smitzvah, even if it's not on the day of the Rav Mitzvah. What's that all about? If the time passed, how does the drasha help? If it didn't pass, we need a drasha for it. Make the following suggestion. Bizmano, bovayom. That's the most appropriate time to make the bracha. The mitzvah suda of what? Gotala matzuba v'yos, and mishena matzuba v'yos. Don't need a drasha. However, if it's not on that day, why is it still a mitzvah? Because after all, the father fulfilled the v'limarta. But in order to show that the father fulfilled the Amaritan, so the bacha is not going to lane, since it's the wrong time of the day of the week, he'll make a drasha along the lines of Baruch Shem Tarani at the time of the Kriya Satar. I'll prove to you how that it's from strict halacha that a bar mitzvah is fundamentally a suda siyama Torah. It's quoted in the Yoredeya, Shin Sadi Aleph Beis. It's a meaning that an ovel does not eat any suda mitzvah outside the house. For a year of events. Mila, Pidyon Aben, nothing. Says the Dogma Meravava, Siyam Mesech is an exception. So this Torah. And so is Bar Mitzvah an exception. Why? That's the answer. It's the same thing. Bar Mitzvah is in fact a Siyam HaTorah. A Siyam of the Father is completed for the Imanatim Osam as Beneichem. It's not Stama. I got it. It has a lot of consequences. Of course, Khalil b'chas to make a suda which is more bar than mitzvah, as sometimes happens. That's totally inappropriate, especially given what we're saying now. There should be drushes and more drushes and more drushes. But it should be as many drushes as possible. What's so many drushes for? That's what it's all about. It's like a suda seen the sechta. And now we come the last few minutes to our 21st century. Baskets. It's one of the raging controversies in the world that we inhabit. What is the status of the baskets? Rav Moshe has not one but two tshuvas on this. In his first tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simon Kufdal, he says, it's the birthday party, it's garnished. Not as soon as it's zip. They asked the Mashiach, Rebbe, I don't understand. God of the Mitzvah of Yosa, Mishayim of the Mitzvah of Yosa. Someone wrote Rav Moshe. He responds, "Chelik Bei Simin Tzadi Zayin." And he answers as follows. He says, nah, not the same. A boy, when he counts by mitzvah, he can tell. How can you tell? He counts for a minion. For us, it's on tefillah. He can tell. He counts for a minion. A girl, he can't tell. For Rabbi Yosef, he can tell. That's because he became a Bar Chiyuva. They gave him the to make a bracha for other people. If you ask me, I'm not devil's advocate. Because that's a carrot. So the boy that you can tell that he has his counts for a minion, so you don't need a big party. But the girl that you can't tell, maybe you need a party, I don't know. So Bavadja and the Tshuva, Chelik Beis Choftes and Yechav Adas says, I don't understand Rav Moshe at all. What kind of chelik is this? No source for it. Tzuluv Yosef, Magon Avraham. So therefore, you should, it's appropriate to make a bas mitzvah with a suda, soldo, and a simcha, exactly the same as a bar mitzvah. So all those people have the balloons and the caterers and the music and they're talking about this pshat. Those have nothing. I'm following a mushroom pshat. But as usually, I find myself in the middle. Sometimes it's what you do. In my opinion, I have a pshat. We discuss two separate and distinct obligations: that of the child, that of the parent. It seems to me it's split. As far as the child is concerned, the Rav is right. What's the difference? But as far as the parent is concerned, no. The parent is only the father's obligation to teach his son Torah. But the amount of the Menachem, not Bebam. That's why the Baruch Shem Torah is only father and the son. So too, the Sudas Bar Mitzvah on that level, like a Chasana, is only because of the father to the son. The same as he finished the Lamed Torah, the COE shows the Lamed Torah, the Pula of the also. That's my understanding. This being the case, how does this translate into real life? Very simple. When a bachar or when a girl make a party for themselves, we know how they make their parties. They invite their friends, if you're lucky, some very, very close family, if you're lucky, and then they have a party with the way they have parties. A father makes a party, he's already a person of greater years, was a whole circle of neighbors, a greater family, cousins that the boy never heard of or never saw, neighbors in shul that he never talks to. He would, the son would never invite these people. The father, of course, would invite them. That's social, like by a wedding. Seems to me, therefore, the bar mitzvah, you would invite the whole shul, the whole neighbor, the whole big family, all your friends, like by a chasam. The same invitation list. It's happened in my house. We had an invitation list for the bar mitzvah, and then we use it for the chasana. Basically, the same list. We made a bar mitzvah one, then we made a wedding a couple of years later. We use the same list. Bas mitzvah. Our house, the bas mitzvah was marked as follows. It was a suda around my own little dining room table. That was just for the family, but grandparents. Very, very close family. An aunt here and there, depending on the relationship. And there was an additional party for the class. So around the table they said different Torah. And the bas mitzvah gave a drasha for her family. And the classmates, they did different things. We usually had it in shul or in school. And this is what 12-year-old girls like to do. You know, you have a 12-year-old sister, what do they like to do? Either like pizza or hot dogs or hamburgers, whatever they like. And what are their activities? Either dancing or singing or... We finally got smart and we made a beautiful chesed project for, they made dolls for cancer patients, you know, whatever. That's how they celebrate a bas mitzvah. That's all. This is a unpopular position, as most of mine are, because no one likes me. What is this? You're discriminating to men and women. So that's the answer to the 21st century. This will say, bas mitzvah. It's strange. So I gave you my position on the matter. It all goes back to this pasha of Yigdal and Arim. Shalom b'zocher, every one of you to one day time these mitzvahs kedas and kedin as you continue the generations of Yigdal and Arim all the way into the B'as of the Shiach and Erev.